The Republican presidential candidates are launching the final round of retail politicking in Iowa with a week to go before the caucuses. They're crisscrossing the state and hitting the airwaves with a last salvo of ads, including this one from former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney.
I'm going to do something to government. I'm going to make it simpler and smaller and smarter. I'm going to get rid of Obamacare. It is a moral imperative for America to stop spending more money than we take in.
For his part, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is trying to raise doubts about Romney's conservative credentials, asking, can we trust a Massachusetts moderate to enact a conservative agenda? But Gingrich faces similar questions because of a 2006 memo he wrote praising the Massachusetts health care reform plan that Romney signed into law, the very same plan that Gingrich now criticizes. With the latest from Iowa, we're joined by Jennifer Jacobs, chief politics writer for the Des Moines Register. And Jennifer, good to have you.
Thank you very much.
So there's been so much movement in this Republican field over the weeks and months, with various candidates rising and then falling, Perry up, Perry down, Gingrich up, Gingrich down. Now Ron Paul seems to be on the move up. So with a week to go, who has the inside track? What do you think?
Yeah, Ron Paul is hot, hot, hot in Iowa. And he has more than just government malcontents who are showing up to check him out in Iowa. He obviously, you know, he has a lot of young people, but he also has a lot of older people. He has the social conservatives, the fiscal conservatives, the more moderate to liberal Republicans. He really draws from across the board. And I know there are still concerns about him and with his, some of his foreign policy stances, including his suggestion that 9/11 was partly America's fault and that a nuclear-armed Iran would not pose a major security threat. So people are looking at that, and they do have some other questions about him, but they really like everything else he has to say, and he definitely is a prospect to win the Iowa caucuses.
Very interesting. Now, in New Hampshire, of course, where Romney is well out in front, Ron Paul is making a pretty good run as well there. And I was talking to a knowledgeable New Hampshire reporter just last week who said, besides Romney, Ron Paul is the only other candidate in New Hampshire with a really solid ground operation. Are you seeing that out in Iowa as well?
I believe so. I know just from talking to some of the county chairs in the different counties that the Ron Paul people are really organized, and they have a plan on caucus night to make sure that their supporters actually show up, and that's the key to the Iowa caucuses.
Let me ask about Mitt Romney. Not long ago, we were hearing that the former Massachusetts governor wasn't going to be competing in a big way in Iowa, but now he's taking a stand there, launching this latest ad blitz, planning a bus tour in this final week. What's the view of Mitt Romney's prospects in Iowa right now?
He's starting a little bonfire in Iowa right here in the last week. He's got Chris Christie coming from New Jersey, and Chris Christie is very, very popular with our Iowa conservatives. And he's also got Senator John Thune coming over from South Dakota, who's very influential in western Iowa. So he's got a lot of big-name surrogates who are going to speak for him. There have been people who have been very critical of Mitt Romney and saying, we really would like to caucus for him, but unless he proves that he's dedicated to Iowa and interested in Iowa, we just can't do it because there are a lot of people who are just so Iowa focused. They're very dedicated to Iowa, including our governor. So now that he's showing that he's willing to light a little bit of a fire, he's going to do a couple big speeches here, do his bus tour. People are more willing to caucus for him now at this point.
Now, it seems like that he might benefit from a splintering of the evangelical vote, the vote that might have gone to Michelle Bachmann and Rick Santorum. Could that help Romney?
You're exactly right. If the Ron Paul crowd stays the same and Ron Paul takes his 15% or 20%, and then the Santorum, Bachmann, even Gingrich crowd, Rick Perry crowd splinters quite a bit, then it could elevate Mitt Romney to a win here in Iowa. That's been the thinking all along, and it's been the fear of evangelical Christians here in Iowa all along, and it really is proving to come true.
And what of the former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum? We understand that he's logged more time in Iowa than any other candidates. Any signs that he may be starting a bit of a bonfire or not?
Yeah, and anecdotally, we are hearing he is definitely rising, and there's just no doubt about it. And I would not be surprised if our Iowa poll shows a big jump for Rick Santorum.
Well, with just a week to go, as we mentioned, are you in the mood, Jennifer, to make any predictions about next week? Who wins, who loses, or what might be the big surprise coming out of caucus day?
I'll tell you what most Republicans tell me, and that is Paul first, Romney second. And then there's a lot of argument about third, possibly Gingrich, possibly Perry, possibly Santorum. And then after that, it just, who knows? It's such a big question mark.
Well, Jennifer Jacobs, chief politics writer for the Des Moines Register, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.